flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, that's how we're screaming at the TV trying to watch this Timberwolves series against them Denver Nuggets. My blood pressure medicine. I have put it away, Steve. I didn't need it. We didn't have any problems. We had a pretty good season. I told my doctor, I said, I don't need to take the little purple pill anymore. I'm good. Why am I taking a purple pill again, Steve?
Just because this series has been so unusual, where every game has been a blowout. And that's what makes it. There really hasn't been a nail biter. The Timberwolves went into Denver and blew out the defending champ Nuggets. And the Timberwolves at that point in time had won 6 games in a row in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
They were much better than the Phoenix Suns. And There was a great deal of confidence, and then a funny thing happened. Denver turned the tables and absolutely demolished the Timberwolves in 2 straight games at Target Center. And I feel bad for the people that spent the big money to go to those games and were all excited, because they were over early. I mean, there was no drama whatsoever in any of those games. And then the series shifted back to Denver,
mm-hmm.
and the Nuggets won very comfortably again at home. So they're up 3-2. And then the Timberwolves, whatever cliche you want to use, backs against the wall, do or die, etc., they responded and beat the Denver Nuggets by 45 points at home. Another absolute blowout in this series. So now we go to Game 7. And I don't think anybody has any idea what's going to happen. Maybe we will get a good game, and maybe we will get a nail-biter that goes down to the final minute, but I just don't know. It has just been very unusual in the fact that every game, all 6 games, have been blowouts for one team or the other.
How is that? I mean, they've played a series of games, Steve, so that means that they ought to know each other. They ought to know who they need to watch out for, you know, the patterns and that kind of thing, schemes and looking at film and tape.
Sure.
And, you know, and it seems like it wouldn't be so back and forth like that with these blowouts. That's the part that's messing me up, that they haven't figured each other out yet in all the games they played.
Yeah, it is very unusual in that respect, because there's so many great players in this series. You've got the MVP in Nikola Jokic, and he's the best player in the world. I don't know. At this moment in time, he's the best player in the world. But then you have a superstar, a young superstar in Anthony Edwards, and a lot of other great players in this series. I just think it comes down to, in reality, the hot shooting team. And then the Timberwolves were just great defensively in the first 2 games, shot the ball very well. And then Denver played beautifully in those 2 games at Target Center. They looked like the world champs. And I felt like they were the better team again in Game 5. And then the Timberwolves come back and just played the game of the year in that 45-point win. Denver had no chance in that game. But in reality, the Timberwolves had to win to stay alive. And Denver knew, hey, if we don't get it done tonight, we go back home for Game 7. So I think on some psychological level, that's a factor. I still point to one thing. They still have the MVP. And, you know, can the Timberwolves get enough scoring around Anthony Edwards? We know what he can do. Is Karl Anthony Towns, is Jaden McDaniels, is Mike Conley, is Rudy Gobert going to step up and help Ant? And it's certainly a big game. I really don't know. And that's what's so great about Game 7. Anything can happen. Timberwolves get hot, play great defensively. They move on. They go to the conference finals. If not, season over, Denver moves on, and then it turns into, how do you assess this Timberwolves season? It was a very good regular season. Third seed in the Western Conference. They blew out the Suns in round one. I would say you'd be happy with the season, but a win tomorrow night in Denver is a big, big deal, because then, you know, you got to win four more to get to the finals. And then you get to the finals, you win four more, you're the champ. So it goes without saying, huge game tomorrow night.
All right. I don't know if you want to make a prediction on my show, if you want to save it for your show. I hope they win. But they're away from home. I mean, as many people as I know who are going, who are going to be there, who have gotten tickets, who have taken vacation time, it's nothing like being at home. But then, Steve, when they were at home, they couldn't get it done. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it gets back to that thought. I just have no idea, because the games have been such blowouts in favor of either Denver or Minnesota in this series. But Minnesota has confidence there. They played two great games early in this series and caught the champs flat-footed, blew them off their home floor, and then you got to give them credit. They are the champions, and they responded in a big way and really made the Timberwolves look bad at home in games 3 and 4. Then they went home, won game 5. Timberwolves came back and just absolutely demolished them.
Now, were you expecting that? Were you expecting them to win?
I thought the Timberwolves had a good chance to win Game 6 because it was kind of that do-or-die moment, and they were at home, and Denver always had the fallback. If I was going to gamble, and I don't gamble on sports as a rule, if I was going to lay down my own money, I would take Denver. But it wouldn't surprise me a bit if the Timberwolves pull the upset and win in a Game 7. If they play like they did in the first two games or like they did in Game 6, if they can bring that intensity and shot-making in that Game 7, they can get it done. But remember, they have the best player in the world, and he, you know, give him credit. He's a hell of a player. I mean, it's pretty incredible. The touch he has as a big man. The skill, he can bring it up the floor, he can shoot the three. He's a great playmaker. You know, as a big guy, he's pretty skilled. He's really good.
What are we going to have to do to win? What do we need to do to win?
I think they're going to need they're going to need Cat to have a big game, and then they're going to need another guy to have a big, you know, McDaniels have a big game. We know what Ant's going to do, and Ant's going to come to play and have a big game. But I think you're going to need a lights-out performance from a second or a third guy. You're going to get what you're going to get out of the veterans like Gobert and Mike Conley. But it's going to be the key to me is Cat. If Cat has a big night and shows up and plays four quarters and really contributes, Timberwolves have a good chance.
All right. Now, you got to tell me this. How was your wife's Mother's Day? What y'all do? Because we haven't talked. And you always make sure that Michelle is loved and the girls. And, you know, she's such a great mom. I just want to know how y'all spoiled her.
Yeah. Well, what we did is we traveled to visit her mom last weekend. I wasn't around, as you knew. And I was supposed to visit with you, mm-hmm. and we were still on the road, and so we visited her mom last weekend, got home Sunday night, and then my daughters took her out today.
Really?
Which was nice. So that was good. But yeah, it worked out well. So we visited her mom, and that was a good thing.
Okay, now what you got coming up on your show?
Well, we're going to do a lot of sports stuff. Chris Hine covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune. We're going to do that following the news and weather. And then we're going to get you ready for the Twins and the Guardians from Cleveland. Our lineup card begins at 4:30 today, so I have an abbreviated show.
All right. Well, y'all stick around. Steve's coming up next. Love you, Steve. Have a great show.
See ya.
All right. And, hey, I appreciate y'all for hanging out and spending time with your girl. Have an amazing Saturday. Keep Steve on and make sure you stick around to listen to those Twins.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.